This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation following students' protest during the past 10 days, saying it is not a matter of prestige for him. He said that considering the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi and across the country with the aim of preventing anti-national forces from exploiting it, as well as ensuring that not a single student's future gets entangled in legal complexities, he decided to tender his resignation to the Prime Minister. Mr. Pradhan also expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for his guidance, trust and constant support. He said that service to the nation is the highest priority of his life and he will remain forever dedicated to it. Mr. Pradhan said that following the irregularities in the NEET UG examination 2026, the government handed over the investigation to the CBI and cancelled the exam. The government also announced a fresh date for a re-examination. He added that the government decided to conduct the examination in computer-based test CBT mode from next year. The BJP has accused the Congress of shying away from the discussion on NEET paper leak issue in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP MP and spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi sought to know from leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, whether his party will take part in the discussion on the issue when the proceedings of the House resume on Monday. He alleged that there are some elements whose only intention is to take political mileage and not to address students' concerns. The third round of discussions between the government and CJP delegation is underway in New Delhi. Union Ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh are holding discussion with the delegation, focusing on CJP's demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent paper leaks. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that entry gates for Rajiv Chowk, Mandi House and Central Secretariat metro stations are now open. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the contribution of the Indian community in Romania, describing them as a vital pillar of the growing partnership between the two countries. Addressing a reception hosted for the Indian community in Bucharest on the concluding day of her state visit to Romania, the president said that Indians living abroad continue to remain deeply connected to their motherland and make every Indian proud through their achievements and dedication.
भारत रोमानिया संबंधों का सबसे महत्वपूर्ण आधार है हमारे लोगों के बीच आत्मीय संबंध ये देखकर मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि भारतीय प्रवासी समुदाय एकजुट होकर रोमानिया में भारत की सांस्कृतिक विरासत को जीवंत बनाए भारतीय आईटी इंजीनियरिंग स्कॉलर्स रिसर्चर्स हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशनल्स तथा विद्यार्थियों की नई पीढ़ी अब रोमानिया को अपना घर बना रहे हैं रोमानिया की अर्थव्यवस्था और समाज में अपना योगदान तथा यहाँ भारतीय संस्कृति और मूल्यों के प्रसार के लिए आपके प्रयास आपको भारत का सच्चा प्रतिनिधि बनाते हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. The ancient Buddhist site of Sarnath has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has called it a defining moment for India's cultural heritage. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat said that Sarnath is a timeless beacon of peace, wisdom and compassion. In men's cricket, India was 74 for 2 in 8.2 overs against hosts Zimbabwe in the second T20 international in Harare when reports last came in. Zimbabwe have won the toss and opted to field first. Fast bowler Yash Thakur has made his debut. After replacing Ashok Sharma in the Indian squad, Zimbabwe have kept their squad unchanged. Shreyas Iyer led the men in blue will look to seal the series as they already lead with 1-0. And with that, we end this news bulletin.